WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a matter of what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
This is the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live at WildTalkRadio.com and twitch.tv/WTRLive. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming Support Channel. By clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. And remember to use credit code RockSoccer and Lindsay Ward in the Fortnite. I am Shabber, Epic Game Store, because hashtag Epic Partners. I'm the producer, Sir Rockin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
We are 2 days removed from Night of Champions, and we had a quality follow-up as well as the rehash of all the gear from Night of Champions, and boy howdy were there some fashion choices made. I don't know if I agree with them, but there were some choices made. I'm looking at Seth. I am looking entirely at Seth, who, I'm just going to say it, just got his slut on tonight, okay? He first he shows up in this black, flouncy, almost modern version of, like, the pirate shirt, where it's just, he's just tits out. And then later he shows up in the pet play gear, minus the collar. It's working for him, so I can't complain, but there's some choices being made on Seth Rollins' part. But I mean, when you're the new Raw champion, I guess you can dress however you want, right?
You can, in fact, dress however you want. And we'll get to the Raw World Heavyweight Champion here in just a minute. For those tuning in live, we will be having Cibro Natsu live following this to review AEW Double or Nothing. That's coming up in about 20 minutes or so whenever we're finished with this. Now, starting things off on the show, we had qualifying matches for Money in the Bank, which takes place this year in London, of all places, which had Ricochet taking on The Miz, and Rick O'Shea is headed to Money in the Bank. Good match.
Very, very good match. Enjoyed this a lot. I like that we're getting the qualifiers for the Money in the Bank. I like that we're pressing on. This was good.
In the other Money in the Bank qualifying match on this show, it featured Bronson Reed taking on Shinsuke Nakamura. And guess what? I'm surprised Shinsuke Nakamura won.
I'm a little surprised, but at least for me, you can always give Bronson a second chance match. But I don't know if Money in the Bank is a good fit for him. Not to knock Bronson at all, but this is not a big man match.
I mean, we've seen Big Show and Mark Henry in it, so Bronson, who can at least dive a little bit, would fare better.
Would fare better, but from what I remember, when Big Show and Mark Henry were in it, it was not good.
They made a new ladder for them.
Yeah, they made a new ladder for Big Show. We got the ultra big ladder, and I'm not knocking anybody in the match, by the way. It's just, I just remember, it's like, this is a very fast-paced, quick match, and so it doesn't lend itself to the big man's style. Now, if you have a big man who can move, it's not a problem. But I would prefer to see Shinsuke in the match. And honestly, I would prefer to see Shinsuke win the match. That would be nice.
And this should squash some doubters. And oh my god, they've already stopped pushing Shinsuke. No, he's being put back into Money in the Bank. So I think his push is pretty okay right now. And this was like Bronson's first really pinfall loss on the main roster in terms of, you know, straight up one-on-one. So it was bound to happen at some point.
It was indeed.
In things that happened, including JD McDonough taking on Dolph Ziggler, that ended really quickly as they just got double counted out. And McDonough sort of had it out for Ziggler with smashing him with the steps a few times.
Just a tad. I mean, it's we'll see where this goes, because obviously Ziggler, I believe, is the new gatekeeper.
He really is. Like, he's the new Kane, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Well, it was always, I think, kind of Kane and Ziggler, but, like, Ziggler has really taken that role over now that Kane is, I'm assuming, retired. I don't think he actually officially retired, but...
I mean, I think he's retired, but you never say never.
Since he's marrying.
Since he is the mayor, yeah. I don't think he... But then again, he became mayor, then all traveled all the way across the country, world, basically, to wrestle, so you never say never.
You never say never.
We had the crowning of new WWE Tag Team Women's Champions on the show as they were vacated by Raquel and Liv due to injury. It was Raquel and her new partner, Shotzi, taking on the baddest woman on the planet, Ronda Rousey, Shayna Baszler, taking on Bayley and Io Sky, and Sonya Deville and Chelsea Green in a four-way contest. In a no-shocker outcome, Ronda Rousey has finally won some gold with Shayna Baszler.
There were some eye makeup choices that I'm questioning here.
That's your concern?
Yeah, that was, there were some choices made. I don't agree with them, but there were choices made. This was a solid match. This was actually pretty fun. I'm not gonna lie, like, I enjoyed this quite a bit.
This was a good match. You saw a little bit of dissension between Bayley and Leo again, and Chelsea and Sonya had some difficulties, but the team that should have won, which is Ronda and Baszler, and afterwards they're basically like, they're the baddest team on the planet, and they are demanding to be recognized as the best, and said, they're nuts to prove it, or these nuts prove it, and they held up the tag titles. That was a quote. These nuts prove it. We're getting these nuts jokes on television. I guess that's just the PG version of what we're going to talk about later on CBRU Not So Live.
Like you, I don't know, I got nothing. So it's like you do? Like, what do you say to that? These nuts? In 2023? Okay.
We had these nuts, and then we transitioned into talk about Veera's coming. Because Veera and Sangha defeated two guys in about a minute. So we're again squashing people.
But you know what? They're here. We're not getting 6 months of promos. Veera has come.
Over and over. And over again.
They did not edge him for months on end this time, so we can be thankful for small favors. It's progress.
Progress was indeed made. I feel like squash is all they do. Yes, that is 100% all they've done. So far.
I have to assume and possibly hope that at some point there will be more, but I honestly have no idea because I think that's all they know how to do with him, but I could be entirely wrong because that's kind of what he was doing before he got injured.
And then before they went back down to NXT and then... Because they're not ready to put him against the tag champs. That's kind of where we're at. So we got to build the contenders for the tag team titles, which brings us to the tag team champions of WWE. We had Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens come out, and the fans were chanting and singing Sami's theme tonight, which was funny. They're feeling good. They wanted Night of Champions, but it was not. And what made it better was the worst night of Roman Reigns' life, as well. The bloodline is, you know, breaking up. Zayn said Reigns might be the greatest of all time and hold the championship for another 1,000 days, but whenever he sees their faces, he'll know in his heart that they won. This brought out Imperium, Gunther, Ludwig Kaiser, and Giovanni Vinci. They came out and Kevin Owens was mad. He was just livid because they broke protocol. Because the whole idea in WWE is when someone mentions your name, that gives you the permission to come out and interrupt. But they never said their name. And he was like, why are you here? He was all mad and everything. Zayn said, you know, Sammy's like, let's calm it down. And it's like, Owens is right. There's an unwritten rule that Imperium broke by coming out even though the names were never mentioned. Zayn said Imperium should be focused on a match against American Alpha. I mean, Alpha Academy. Zayn also recalled when he and Owens teamed with Matt Riddle and embarrassed Imperium. Ludwig Kaiser said, Riddle is an embarrassment as are Owens and Zayn holding the tag team titles. And then they go... We always hear from Slenderman. which would be Kaiser, and sometimes the one with the ears, Gunther, but not the bald one with the head over there, which led to a baldy chant. Kaiser's like, no one besmirches Imperium. Besmirched. We're using that language. That's awesome.
Well, your wriggle's back.
Yeah, he is, in fact, back. This brought out a shoosh from Chad Gable, where he and Otis and Maxine came out. There's a new improved Alpha Academy with Maxine by their side. And then Owen's like, come on, give me the line that makes me laugh. Come on, do the thing. The thank you. Which was great.
Kevin is such a fucking troll. I love him so much.
So it was Kaiser and Vinci of Imperium taking on Gable and Otis with Maxine Dupree. Ludwig Kaiser and Giovanni Vinci get the win, but the big thing of this whole thing was Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn on commentary. They just ran Corey and Kevin Patrick off the table and just ran with the whole thing, which was hilarious. And then they cut to Corey afterwards and he's just like, I got nothing.
Yeah, I got nothing. I don't even know what to do with this.
Which was great. But yeah, it was great stuff by Kevin and Sammy on commentary. The match was fine. Otis has put on some weight, I've noticed, as of late. He's big. He's always been big, but he looked bigger and a little bit slower tonight.
Yeah, I think he's working on things, though. I think he's trying. Because there for a while, he wasn't working as much.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think he's trying to maybe get a little bit trimmer. I don't know, though. Like, he's fine the way he is. There's nothing wrong with him.
You could tell. He looked a little slower in the ring. That's more what the point was. But
and he could have been tired because did he go over?
No.
Okay, he didn't go over, so never mind.
Never mind. Person who did go over was Trish Stratus. She came out to the ring. She said, when the fans say those words, thank you, Trish, they mean nothing to her. She said she told the fans she would beat Becky Lynch and then did so. Trish said, it's what you do when you're the greatest of all time, when you're number one, and when you're it. Trish said, Becky can crawl back into her little dark hole and go through her stuff, quote unquote. She said it was time to give the real superstars a shot at the big time. Trish said she wanted to give the superstar who helped her and had her back at Night of Champions some credit, and she did. She wanted to, not because Trish needed her to. Trish said this person reminds her of herself. She brings out Zoe Stark wearing her Thank You Trish t-shirt. Stark said she got in the business to make a statement. She said she asked who better to learn from than the OG herself. Zoe said that she could have taken long, difficult role like Becky did, or she could be smart and be led by Trish Stratus. She said Trish is humble, giving, and kind. Now that I have the floor, I just want to say one thing. Thank you, Trish. And then we brought up the bruise on Trish's face, which was nasty.
That looked vicious.
Trish said if Lynch showed up, she should have Stark show her what's up. This brought out Becky Lynch, who's still in her gear from Saturday. She said she would ruin Zoe Stark's life. Lynch said she was in her gear, and so was Trish. And said, well, let's just restart our match and finish this one-on-one. This brought Zoe out to ringside. She got dropped by Becky. Becky held her own for a couple of minutes, but then the two women ganged up on Trish and left her laying. Good stuff.
You were kind of almost waiting for Becky to get help, and it didn't come just yet. But yeah. This was good. This was a nice follow-up, because the match between Trish and Becky was nasty.
It was.
And the surprise of Zoe Stark was a really good one on Saturday. So you had a really good follow-up to it tonight with Becky trying to stand her ground two against one, and she just can't quite manage it. So she needs to find someone to help her with Trish. Could this be Lita? Could this be somebody else from NXT? We don't know.
We do not know for sure, but we'll probably find out here at some point. Now, at Night of Champions, Cody Rhodes took on Brock Lesnar, and Cody is still injured and banged up, but he came to the ring tonight. Cody mentioned losing to Brock Lesnar by referee stoppage. He said his contemporaries told him he was foolish for fighting Lesnar with one hand and not tapping out. Cody said the pain was excruciating, but he did not tap out because that's not the man he wants to be. He said he probably would have tapped out earlier in his career, but that's not who he is right now. He talked about a wildly popular superstar who used to stand in this ring and always say, never give up. Thank you, John Cena. He said he had a question for Brock Lesnar. He said he had a look into the camera and ask a question because Brock wasn't here and he's on his annual vacation. Cody asked if Brock was satisfied with this. Now they have both one win against each other. Cody then said, at some point I'm going to post my schedule online. Hopefully you see it. Hopefully you have internet somewhere and wherever you're at in Saskatchewan or whatever. He says, I have an open challenge to you, Brock Lesnar. Wherever I am, wherever it may be across the country, I'm ready to fight Brock Lesnar. Cody said he wanted to make it the last time he read off the accomplishments of Brock Lesnar. He talked about, you know, being WWE champion, UFC champion, the one to beat to end the Undertaker's undefeated streak at WrestleMania. Cody said Brock is a beast enough to break his arm, but he's not man enough to make him tap out. Cody said if Lesnar doesn't accept his challenge, then they can add this to the list of Brock Lesnar's accomplishments, that he is afraid of Cody Rhodes. All right, solid promo by Cody.
Solid promo by Cody. I said this before Night of Champions, and I will echo this again. I appreciate what they were trying to do with the whole broken arm angle and what they're trying to do with it. That being said, I don't want them to lean on this too heavy because, again, I feel like it sends a very negative message. You're trying to make Cody an underdog against Brock. You don't really need the broken arm to do that because it's Brock. But you're trying to recapture that magic that was Hell in the Cell, where Cody made the decision to wrestle Hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my God, look how brave he is and look how courageous he is because he's still wrestling the match injured. And that's a very wrong message to send to especially younger, impressionable wrestlers, where it's okay to work Hurt. Even though this is an angle, some people may not realize it. And honestly, the Hell in the Cell was not an angle. He was legitimately hurt. So it did what it needed to do. It got them through the match, which is ultimately the point of it. But I kind of hope that they just don't, this doesn't become a thing with Cody, where every time he has a big match, he gets hurt and oh God, he's hurt. And can he wrestle? I don't know. Is he going to wrestle? Probably. Why? Because he's stupid. So, yeah, I just don't want this to be a thing with him.
I don't think it will be a thing after this. So, Monday Night Raw open, though, with the World Heavyweight Champion, Seth freaking Rollins. He came through the crowd like it was back in the Shield days.
A nice little tease for the Shield breakup.
Rollins says it's been a long road to becoming World Heavyweight Champion. It just feels right, though, because finally Monday Night Raw has a champion that wants to be here, the champion who's going to be here, a champion who's ready for a fight. He said he wants all the fights. He said it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from. If you step to him, the result will always be the same. Rollins said he'll still be standing in the ring with the title around his waist while the world sings his song. Out came AJ Styles from Friday Night SmackDown. You know that, well, he shouldn't be here because he's SmackDown, but because he was drafted there, but he couldn't resist coming to Raw to say congratulations. Styles said he gave Rollins everything he had and left it all in the ring. It was almost as if Rollins knew what he was going to do before he did it. Fans started chanting, "You deserve it," and AJ, I should say, took exception with that because he didn't deserve it. He earned the right to be the World Heavyweight Champion. Rollins said he's not too good at these things, but after the beating he gave him at Night of Champions, he earned this. He put out his hand. They shook hands. Brought out the Judgment Day. Finn Balor, Damian Priest, Rhea Ripley, and Dominic Mysterio. Balor said what he's seeing made him want to puke. Damian agreed and asked Rhea to say the line she always says, that Judgment Day runs Monday Night Raw. Priest said after watching the Bloodline implode on Saturday, Judgment Day now runs the entire WWE. Ripley said one of the Judgment Day members would take the title from Seth Rollins. Ripley mentioned that Dominic is even a possibility. # down for world champ. Rollins and Styles were both laughing at that assumption that Dominic would actually win the title. Balor said they wanted Rollins and Styles to beat each other half to death on Saturday. Dom said they would finish the job tonight. Styles like, that's some sort of challenge. Rollins said that it did sound like a challenge and that they accept. Rollins said he and AJ will face any two members of Judgment Day tonight on Monday Night Raw. There's that.
This was good.
That was good. Then they had to make it all make sense, and Adam Pearce is on the phone, assumed with Triple H, acknowledging that Rollins and Styles won the match against Judgment Day despite the draft, and they have to go through all these hoops and red tape and all the things. And then Styles and Rollins were trying to get talking and trying to bicker a little bit, and then they got the match approved finally. And then AJ's like, so he could finally change his pants, and Seth's like, yeah, I gotta go change my pants, and shoot even with something more ridiculous, which was what his gear was on Saturday with the leopard print thing and shoulder pad. I don't even know what you call it. But, yeah.
Again, there were fashion choices made. I don't agree with them, but there were fashion choices made. I appreciate the continuity of trying to maintain some kind of brand split.
Yeah.
Where you have Adam Pearce being important and doing his job and calling the powers that be and being like, hey, is this cool? Can we do this? Is this fine? Like, I do appreciate continuity at least attempts at continuity, because yeah, it's brand split, right? We all jokingly say brand split in really, really, really strong quotations, because it's not really split. Do you have people that work just Raw or just SmackDown? Sure, but you have people that can go back and forth. Anybody can go back and forth. It's not that big of a deal. You just kind of roll up and say, hey, I work here, and you're cool.
Hey, I work here, we're cool, yeah. So there was that. Led to the main event of AJ Styles, Seth Rollins taking on Damian Priest and Finn Balor. Really good main event match between all four men. But in the end, AJ Styles and Seth Rollins get victory because the world champion's not losing his first night on as champion on Raw. But it was a good match.
It was a very good match. This was fun.
I don't care. Am I not cool? Everyone's cool around here. Anyway, so yeah, that was Raw. Good show.
It was a very good show. Like I said, this is, if you don't work here, but you are cool. How about that? This was a nice follow-up to Night of Champions. There was consistency here. We're beginning to build a Money in the Bank. There's flow. There's continuity. There's all the things, which I think everybody appreciates. There wasn't like any weird hard left turns that we weren't expecting, which there really shouldn't have been coming out of the pay-per-view, because you should have just dealt with it. Like everything that happened, like between Trish and Becky and AJ and Seth and all the Judgment Day stuff and everything else. Like, there was a bunch of issues that you left hanging from, I shouldn't say pay-per-view, it's a premium live event, that you shouldn't leave hanging from that, and you should address.
Yeah.
And I like that they did that.
Yeah, I like that they did that as well. And also, speaking of pay-per-view, coming up in just a matter of moments, we'll be doing Cebu Road Not So Live, live talking about the AEW pay-per-view, Double or Nothing, coming up soon. But the premium live event we're talking about is Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern on The Rack. We talk Night of Champions.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news, notes, Night of Champions. It's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
9:30 p.m. Eastern, Saturday, Fortnite with Friends, followed by CB Radio, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Normal show this week, including the Greater Than Great Debate, which you can vote at greaterthangreatdebate.com. Sunday night, it's WTR Sunday Night, Russell Talk Radio. Talk things. I don't know. We haven't figured gotten that far yet. So there is that. But we'll be back next Monday night for a Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Again, Cebu Not So Live. Live is coming up in a few minutes. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter and Instagram. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have that Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use credit card Rocket Sock or
Lynn's M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop. We're Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward, where I stream Genshin Impact and Honkai Star Rail. So if you enjoy those games, please come like the channel. Also, if you're into just Genshin Impact content, you can come over to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/@LynnsWard. LynnsWard.RockRadioShow.com, or just look for Lynn's Ward on the YouTubes. Like, subscribe, ring the bell, do all the things. Because you're awesome.
Because you're awesome. This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for The Rack. Right back here for the Raw Post Show. And for those listening live, stay tuned. We've got like 2 minutes. It's Cebu Road Not So Live. Live across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.